where Trumbull comes for news and talk. The Lisa Wexler Show, now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
And joining us right now is Kathy Kangas from New Canaan, founder of Prai Beauty, P-R-A-I, which is a fabulous beauty company. But what her real passion is, other than making people beautiful, is saving animals. And her affiliation with NOWZAD, N-O-W-Z-A-D, reached our attention here on the Lisa Wexler Show because of this extraordinary effort to rescue both people and animals that provided the only sanctuary in Afghanistan. Kathy, welcome back to the show. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Lisa, and thank you for having me back.
You're welcome. Kathy, you're a little bit in a tunnel. I don't know if I'm on speaker and you could take me off, but if there's a way to make it a closer connection.
Is that better, Lisa?
Yes, I think that will be better. Thank you so much.
Good love. Fantastic.
So, Kathy, tell us a little bit. Are the people, is your friend Penn, are they still in Kabul? What's happening?
They are still in Kabul, and it's been a roller coaster of a week. So 2 days ago, we all saw a video that Penn put out on Facebook saying great news. He'd been given visas. Everything was coming through. It looked like he could get out. Everybody was elated. Everybody was cheering. And then, literally under an hour later, unfortunately, when bureaucrats get in the way, somebody in their Minister of Defense at the time, Ben Wallace, the defense minister, his assistant, Peter Quentin, decided, no, I'm not going to do this. Why should we rescue animals when people need rescuing? And of course, we all know, you know, Lisa, I know, Penn knows, most people listening will know that the plane that we chartered was paid for by private funds. Obviously, you can't put humans in the cargo hold. So this was actually giving another 133 seats to extra people trying to get out, extra refugees, and then the dogs that Penn is bringing would be in the cargo, so it actually wouldn't have taken up any space. Well, long story short, the internet blew up with this, TV, radio, social, everything, and you know, we had a pretty hard 24-hour fight, but we now look like we finally, Boris Johnson jumped in and said, okay, we are going to get Penn. We are going to allow the animals back in. It is a private flight, and therefore I am nixing what my cabinet member was saying. So
this is unbelievable. This is incredible. It's incredible that you reached Boris Johnson. You know, it's also incredible as I'm listening to you, Kathy Kangas, because Britain is notoriously impossible for allowing dogs to go there at all. I mean, regular old dogs, if I want to bring my wonderfully, completely shot, you know, vaccinated, up-to-date, fabulously wonderful domesticated Bichon, they're going to give me a hard time. They're not going to let me bring my dog in unless it's quarantined. So it's really, it's really wonderful and extraordinary. How did you get to Boris Johnson? Who did you know who knew him? How did that happen?
I just went on social media. I got everybody I could. I've been, you know, shows like yours. And finally, I mean, just through every contact I could think of, and plus I have a team in the UK that work for me on Prai Beauty, it really does take a village because we finally got the attention. In fact, the actor Ricky Gervais also jumped in and really was like a lion over it and really got the attention of Boris Johnson and the press in the UK for us. So we are eternally grateful for him.
He loves animals. He doesn't like people so much. I don't blame him, but he really loves animals. He's such a snarky, funny guy, though. He really is a snarky, funny guy.
Oh, I know. And, you know, it's just been such a, you know, a friend of mine last night that called me and said, gosh, I know what you're going through. Put it all into perspective. And I'm sure you'll agree with me, Lisa. You know, I said to myself, this is all about some damn bureaucrat who could either sign a piece of paper or not. And they've got that little bit of power, and they think no. And yet lives are at stake and innocent animals, and it's not costing the British taxpayer one penny. It's not costing anybody anything. It was privately funded by donors to do this flight. And plus, it was going to help another 130 people get out. That's so there are times you shake your head and say, you know, this is why people get frustrated with governments, because of this kind of nonsense that goes on.
I know. You know, I'm a judge in my other life, and I'm always mindful of that. I'm always trying. Sometimes I can't. Sometimes my hands are tied, but a lot of times I can wiggle out. And yeah. I really am. I'm really mindful of the fact that the process itself can be so frustrating and unhappy for people that by the time they get in front of me as a judge, I try and be a human being, right? I always try. I'm like, I'm a human being. Let's talk about this. Let's see what we can do. Because it's so important, because you're right. Sometimes people with just that little bit of power exercise it in a way that is so frustrating, crazy making for everybody else. Yeah.
I know. And of course, the clock is ticking.
I was going to ask you. So now that Boris Johnson got involved, do you actually have a departure time? Because what I was reading, I know you sent me an earlier thing in Sky that was published, but it still seems to me that they have got to run the gauntlet of getting the animals to the plane. Because if they can't get the animals to the plane, then the animals can't leave. And the government isn't promising to help escort the animals. They're barely able. They're not even helping the people to get to the airport. So what is the plan for Penn and his staff to move all these animals and get them through the gauntlet of the Taliban on the way to the airport?
Well, Penn, I do not know his exact plan, Lisa, and probably for security reasons, it's good I don't. But, you know, I do feel Penn's been that he's been in Afghanistan for years and years. He understands this stuff. He says he has a plan. Unfortunately, the time is, you know, as you said, the clock is really, really ticking. Things are getting worse and worse, more and more dangerous. And I do think, you know, even from our allies' point of view, other countries, the UK, France, Europe, etc., I mean, they're also frustrated that, A, why are we not really saying we need an extension? Why are we so afraid of the Taliban when we, in fact, the West has got control of their funds in banks and, you know, we could be using that as leverage. We should be saying, hey, we need an extension and we're getting one and you'll get your money if you behave. But it's just so, so frustrating. I feel like as America, you know, we're running like a chicken, you know, away from this thing rather than showing we're strong, we're united. Yes, maybe we did make a complete bosh of this thing, but now is the time to show we're doing it right. And it really is, I think, just a total disgrace.
I mean, it looks like it doesn't look like a peace agreement. It looks like a defeat. Do you know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, Lisa. I mean, we know we're saying that we've got control of the funds and they've been frozen. Obviously, the Taliban are going to need funds. I mean, it's as simple as why don't we say no money until you behave yourselves and we see how things go and unblock all the roads or you don't get a penny. I mean, I know I'm oversimplifying it, but really, I feel like there's no common sense in the leadership of how this terrible debacle is unfolding.
Yeah. And with every day that goes on, it seems like a real piling on of our State Department, of our president, of everybody, because the heel has been, you know, in the ground. And we are, as you said, we are acceding to the demands of the Taliban that we get out by August 31st. And that's it.
Exactly.
And so that's what we're scrambling to do. Yeah. Well,
and the fact that they are basically making that unable to happen. We can't get through roads. There's checkpoints. I mean, you probably saw today they were beating some pregnant woman with bicycle chains.
Oh,
I mean, I just don't understand why we're acting like we're terrified of them, and, you know, we can't even say boo.
Yeah, I agree with you. It doesn't, it really feels like, it feels like the end of Vietnam. When we got out of Vietnam, do you remember? It was a retreat and a defeat. And
yeah.
People were stuck in helicopters on the top of buildings, and whoever could get out got out. And then the gates closed behind them for a few generations North Vietnamese took over. But, you know, as ruthless and horrible as the North Vietnamese were, I think it's different than the Taliban. The Taliban has such a much more medieval approach to everything.
Yes.
It seems to me, not that you can compare cruelty, but it's just,
absolutely,
you know,
absolutely. And what does it say if we have bigger enemies around the world, but if we can't even defeat 75,000 Taliban fighters?
That's,
you know,
right.
God,
I look at that too. I look up and I say, what is this? You know, they're running around with rocks and chains and machine guns and beards down to their knees. But, you know, they're from the 11th century. And what is it? I don't understand. I know.
I don't understand it either. I really don't. It just doesn't make sense on any level that America, the supposed superpower, would be behaving like this.
All right. Well, congratulations to you. How much money in the end, Kathy Kangas, did it take to get this plane chartered and with all of it that's going to cost? How much money was raised by NASAD?
It was raised. $200,000 was raised. Penn did tell me actually more than that has been raised. They have not had quite time to tally up the rest. They've got more than enough now to pay the cargo plane. Obviously, he will use the rest of those funds to set up shop, obviously to get them into a shelter once they arrive at their, you know, destination, hopefully, fingers crossed. So a lot of people jumped in. A lot of very good people jumped in, gave support, helped, you know, got the word out, gave money. So it was, you know, on that side of it, you really saw what great things we can do when we all come together.
Well, let's pray that they can make their way to the airport safely, because that is really the biggest hurdle right now in front of them. And so that's what I'll be praying for, that they and the animals can make their caravan, that they can buy off or bribe or whatever they have to do so that people will stay out of their way so they can make their way to the airport. That's the hope.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lisa. Yes, and if I hear anything new and any update, Lisa, you'll be the first to know. And
thanks,
boy, if we get them out of there, we'll go have a drink together.
Well, actually, what I'd like to do is interview Penn. If we get him out of there, Penn has to call into the show and tell us exactly what he did and how he did it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm sure he'd be delighted.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Kathy Kangas. The organization is NOWZAD, NOWZAD. If you want to go on and see what they're about and make a donation or just keep apprised, NOWZAD, NOWZAD. Thank you so much, Kathy Kangas from New Canaan, for being on the show with us. Pleasure. We're going to be back in just a minute with Melissa Sheketoff, who will be reporting from an on-the-ground effort of the Connoisseur Media Stations. Collectively, we are doing a vaccination clinic at WICC, and you're going to want to hear about it from Melissa Sheketoff, who will be calling in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.